He's never ridden a horse before.
And if your wife brings a coat to you, she might come in and say, "Here, I have what?
I have your coat."
Forget about his milk and just go and eat his peaches instead. You say, "No, you have to drink your milk first." No. And the child will say, "Well, now can I eat my peaches?" You say, "Well, what about your milk? Have you what?" Okay. Suppose some of your grandchildren come, you haven't seen them for a while, and they're quite a bit bigger now. You say, "My, you what?"
Have grown a lot. Old word was growed.
Uh-huh. You've growed a lot, huh? If you get stranded someplace and it gets cold, you don't have a coat, you might try on another man's coat just for the day. And you say, "Well, suppose it's just the right size." Somebody says, "Well, was that coat the right size?" You say, "Yes, it's just
fit."
Suppose you're pounding nails into a building, and one nail, you just have to hit it once, it goes all the way in. You say, "I what?"
"Hit a soft place."
"What did you do to that nail?"
"Again, they pulled it out and put it somewhere safe."
I see. So, you hit it again and goes in real nicely.
Yeah, hit solid wood that time.
What did you do to the nail? What do you say you did to the nail when you pounded it in?
Goes up.
If you go into town, say you were in town yesterday, and there's an old friend in there. Home now, and you say, "Well, yesterday I what?"
"I met an old friend in town."
If one of the grandchildren gets 3 inches on him in 1 year, you say, "Well, last year he what?" One of the grandchildren is 5 feet 1 year and 5 feet 3 inches the next year. You say, "In 1 year he..."
"She growed 3 inches.
If I've been out in the field and the sweat is just coming down my face, say, "Well, this afternoon that boy, how did that water get on him?" Say, he what?
Rain.
Well, suppose it's sweat now.
He's sweating.